أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آج اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے
Huzur says that today, by the grace of Allah, with this Friday sermon, the Jalsa Salana of Jamaat Ahmadiyya Germany is going to commence. This year, as the first 100 years of Khilafat Ahmadiyya, at the completion of that, we are expressing our thanks to Allah Almighty, and we are holding these jalsas with special arrangements, and generally the arrangement was there always, but this year particularly more attention is being paid. This year every jamaat, every country, the party number of participants in these jalsas, and so far as the arrangements of the jalsa are concerned, there is extension, expansion and improvement. And because of the Khilafat Centenary, I have participated in various gatherings of Jalsa Salana in various jamaats. So therefore the administration is also particularly conscious of this fact here also in Germany, that the Jalsa here should in any respect should not appear to be less than any other gathering in any other country. And particularly in the gatherings in Africa, in the Jalsa Salana in Ghana, has drawn the attention of the people particularly to this point. Anyway, Huzur says that by the grace of Allah, this is my 7th Jalsa Salana, which I am participating by the grace of Allah in this year. The Jalsa Salana in Germany every year, by the grace of Allah, is held with great success. And it is hoped that this year it will be even greater than that. And every member who is participating in this jalsa, if they continue to understand the spirit of this jalsa, then they themselves would benefit from the blessings of this jalsa, and also collectively he would become a cause of the success of this jalsa. So everyone among us, young and old, men and women, they should always remember this point very well in their eyes, that the purpose of our coming over here, what is that?
اسلام نے ہمیں بتا دیا.
اینڈ دس پرپز حضرت ہیز بین فلی ایکسپلین ٹو اس بائی دی پرومس مسیح علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. دوز پیپل ہو جوائنڈ ہز دی فولڈ آف دی جماعت اینڈ ڈڈ دی بیت, دین دی مین اینڈ دی فنڈامینٹل پرپز آف دیٹ فار وچ اے پرسن جوائنز دی کمیونٹی ہیز بین ایکسپلینڈ بائی ہیم آر دوز those who come, the newcomers, they are always told about that. Huzur said, Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said that all the devoted peoples, those who are in the fold of this Ahmadiyyat, they should know it fully well from me. That the purpose of Ba'ath is so that the love of this world should be extinguished. And the love of the Allah and the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be dominating over any other love. So this is the very first point every Ahmadi should remember, that Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has, for those people who have joined his community, he has addressed those people as sincere devotees. That is to say that they are those people who are such lovers who do not have any mixture in their love, and their friendship is without any worldly purpose, without any element of ego or self-display. They should have a relationship of devotion with utmost sincerity, and that is spoken about that butter which is separated from the remains of the milk. And so this status which the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has given to us all, or he has expected from all of us, that we should be getting this one, we should try our best to attain this high standard. Allah Almighty has mentioned certain attributes of the devoted people. If we keep all these qualities always in front of us, then we should be among those people in whose hearts the love of world is completely extinguished. And if the love is established in their hearts, that should be the love of Allah and the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran, he says, mentioning about Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he was invited to a vice by a bad lady, then getting inflicted with the punishment of Allah, because he understood everything very well. And after abstaining from this vice, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that innahu min ibadina al-mukhlasin, that he was surely among those people who was from among our pure and devoted servants. And this purity is actually the cause of his protection, and it is the purity which saved him. And this is actually that very purity which can save everyone if a person is having the real fear of Allah in his mind, in his heart. And when the Satan said, elsewhere it is mentioned, that, O Allah, I am going to mislead your servants, and I am going to deceive them with the glamour of this world, and I am going to show such aspects of the glamour that they are going to follow me, and they will forget you. Then, when the Satan said this, then in one place he in a way admitted his defeat and declared that illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin, that except those people who are very devoted to you, whose love who have got their love for you and for your prophets, and in this age with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose love is, and they have got very sincere love with Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I won't be able to deceive them. Those who have got their initiation with the Imam of the age, following those conditions of path, it is very devout that they committed that they are going to follow those conditions. Satan says that these people, I will not be able to capture them and deceive them. And whatever glamour of this world I showed to them, these people will in any way go out of my hands. In one place, Allah Almighty has mentioned about the disbelievers that they say that should we leave our idols at the saying of a poet or a person who is lunatic. Allah Almighty says that surely Allah, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, is a true prophet of Allah Almighty. Rather, he is also establishing the truth of the previous prophets, and that point is being well explained by him. Hazrat Masih Maud has mentioned in one place that if the Holy Prophet ﷺ had not been raised, then the truth of the previous prophets would not have been made clear to us, because the followers of other previous religions, they have presented a very difficult image of those prophets. Anyway, Allah Almighty says that this great and true prophet, those who deny that, these people should listen very carefully, that you are going to taste the punishment of hell. And the people who attain the salvation, they would be those who believe very honestly upon this Holy Prophet ﷺ and messengers of the old nations. Allah Almighty says that, telling about those people, Allah Almighty says that we inflicted upon them the punishment, except those people, إِلَّا عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except those who were very devout and sincere. So by giving this example, Allah Almighty has today has warned the Muslims and the non-Muslims that the Sharia of Quran is a continuous Sharia, and it is going to remain there forever, and it is going to remain there perpetually till the end of the time. And he has mentioned that those people, can you be ever be saved from the punishment after denying the Holy Prophet and his true servant, the promised Messiah, in this age? So this is also a blessing of Allah Almighty upon Ahmadis, that he has, in this age, he has enabled us to believe the Imam of the age, and gave us all the blessings as a result of that. Now it is our responsibility that we should be appreciating this blessing, and we should be grateful to Allah Almighty for that. And Allah Almighty expressing his greatness, he says that Allah Almighty is pure from all such defects and weakness, all those things which those who disbelievers of God, they attribute to him. These people, they will not get anything except a failure and the punishment of fire. And the believers in Allah are going to be victorious, as we see in this age in the European countries as well. There are many people who deny the existence of God and its truth, and there are a lot of people who are such, unfortunately. Regarding God, whether God Almighty exists or not, their various thoughts and views are there, and they are expressing those things. Allah Almighty has told us that the end of these people is going to be very bad, those who do not believe in the existence of God. And the victory is only of those people who are extremely devoted to Him. So always remember this point very well. Not only this much, that whenever you are caught in a difficult situation, and or when you have some of your own purpose in mind, then you try to remember Allah Almighty. And in ordinary circumstances, you forget Him at all. So many blessings of Allah Almighty which Allah has given to us, they demand that each and every moment we should always be keeping Allah Almighty in front of us. And everywhere, wherever the mention of Allah Almighty is needed and His attributes and greatness is to be mentioned, and the existence of God Almighty is to be established, every Ahmadi should always be ready to do so. So therefore, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he announced that my devotees and they would have the love of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allah aur uske rasool ki mohabbat sab mohabbaton par ghalib kar le.
And that love should be dominant over all other types of love. Then they would be reminded of abstaining from all other vices. And the invitation has been drawn, their attention has been drawn to this point. And they should see to it that no vice, no shortcoming and weakness should ever be there in them. In this age, Huzur says, that the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to pay attention to come up to his expectation from us. And Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever commandments they have given and whatever noble example they have set, we have to tread and follow upon that and follow that. And in order to act upon, we have to pay attention to its more understanding. In our religious and spiritual standards, we also have to raise those standards. And also, treading on the path of the righteousness, we have to pay attention to our love of Allah Almighty. That is only then, if our love is without any personal interest in it and without any worldly gain, and only then we will have our love like that, and only then all of us would be useful member of the community. And this is what Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ibadan al-Mukhlaseen, that word has been mentioned in relation to these people, because these people will be having their sincere love and pure love for Allah Almighty, and as such they would be loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Because it is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who was in every angle, in every respect, his life and death, his being awake and his being asleep, everything was for the sake of Allah. And he was asked to announce that kul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. That is to say, you make the announcement, O people, if you love Allah Almighty, then you follow my example, then Allah Almighty will also love you and he will forgive your sins. So therefore, the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it not only gives a person the love of Allah Almighty, but also forgives his sins and also enables him to abstain from sins in future. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he started the Jalsa Salana in the beginning, before that he announced that this is for the sake of getting the love of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that this is the purpose for which I have announced this start of this Jalsa. So I feel that people should get together for 3 days only for the sake of Allah and in order to listen to spiritual talking and joining the prayer. And he said that as far as possible, people should try to come and attend it. And this thing should be inviting the attention of those people who declare themselves Ahmadis and those who have been addressed as Mukhlaseen, the dedicated ones, that they should also try to come and attend the Jalsa, because this is also one way of increasing your devotedness and sincerity. Because coming over here is not for any worldly purpose, but purely for the sake of Allah Almighty and for the sake of Allah and the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this purpose should always be kept in mind by all Ahmadis. Otherwise, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned elsewhere that if the love of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if people are not reminded of their obligations towards Allah and His people, then this love will not be pure. And when this love is not pure, then they would not be counted among His devoted people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that what do I have to do with these people who those who do not come under the yoke of these commandments with sincerity of heart, and they do not put themselves under the yoke of the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they do not adopt the means of righteousness, the ways of righteousness, and they don't want to abandon the bad things, and do not leave the meetings in which Allah Almighty is mocked at, and the worldly things they do not abandon, and they do not become meek of heart in their dealings with people. They put the poor people into distress and show their boastfulness, and they sit on chairs with the with pride. And he said that blessed is he, are those blessed are those people, those who consider themselves extremely humble and meek as compared with other people, and speak with a feeling of shyness, and abstain from vices, and never laugh at other, make a joke of other people, and they remember Allah Almighty, the great Allah Almighty. And he says that I say again and again that these are the people for whom salvation is there. Allah Almighty has prepared the salvation. So these are very pathetic words of advice which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has used and given us. And these are the things, by adopting these, we can be counted among the mukhlisin, the devoted people, those who love Allah Almighty and love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And these are the people who are fulfilling the objective of their coming to this salsa. Otherwise, he has mentioned it so clearly that this is not like a funfair of this world. Today you are assembled here, and with that reference, that it is the centenary Jalsa Salana of the Khilafat, it's of great importance, and this is something which reminds us of a great blessing of Allah Almighty. So the true expression of gratitude will be done only at that time, when we bring about a pious revolution in ourselves, when we will be trying to do so, and when we have paid some attention to this thing, that in order to get the love of Allah Almighty, and we are going to follow the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is also the command of Allah Almighty for those people who are very sincere and devoted. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has set up his example in every aspect of life. He has advised us that these are the things that you have to do, and if you do so, then you will be getting the love of Allah Almighty. And all the commandments of Allah Almighty that you have, and these are the examples of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lived according to that. Somebody asked Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ that, can you tell us about the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She said, haven't you read the Holy Quran? Each and every command contained in the Holy Quran, he first applied it to himself, and then he advised the same to his followers. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you perform these deeds, then you will have the real love of Allah in your heart, and then your love for me will be a genuine one. As it has been mentioned earlier on, that this announcement is from Allah Almighty, that if you love Allah Almighty, then you must follow, then you also have to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you love it in such a way that you are obedient to each and every advice and action which he has shown, and you have to act according to that one. And Allah Almighty says that if you want to have your prayers accepted, then you have to invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You come to me through this door, and this durood should be in such a way that with the sincere love of and affection should be there. Allah Almighty says, "Da inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyye." Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.
حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے اس کا ترجمہ یوں
فرمایا، حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ہیز ٹرانسلیٹڈ دس ایز دس، دیٹ اللہ اینڈ آل ہز اینجلز دے انووک بلیسنگز اپون دس ہولی پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، او یو بلیورز یو آلسو انووک بلیسنگز اپون ہم، اینڈ ود اٹموسٹ ڈیووشن اینڈ لو یو پریزنٹ یور سلام اینڈ گریٹنگ ٹو ہم. سو دس ڈیووشن اینڈ ڈیڈیکیشن از دیٹ درود وچ ول وچ گیوز دی پرسن دی نیئرنس آف اللہ المائٹی. And the spectacle of the acceptance of prayer are seen by a believer. So these days, which are the Jalsa days, you should pay special attention to prayers and Salat, and we should be invoking very sincere blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that Allah may accept our prayers and make a reformation in us, a change in us, and make us his devoted servant. And we should always keep our tongues busy with the remembrance of Allah Almighty. And we have to follow the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also taking care of the rights and obligations towards people. Those vices which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned with great pain, we should always try to abstain from all those. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the utmost true servant of the Allah Almighty, he standard such high standards of his worship and devotion. There is no example of that. And sometime he totally used to forget the world, and he was busy in the supplication and prayer to Allah Almighty. One day, one of his wife at night time, she finds him away from his bed. And then she doubts that he might have gone to the house of some other wife. But after search, when she finds and sees this thing, and she becomes ashamed of her thinking, that what I had been thinking about him, and I could not fully appreciate the lofty station of Allah Almighty. He is in prostration to Allah Almighty, and he is so much crying and weeping in the way of in the presence of Allah, that no example of that can be presented any from anywhere. His grief and his crying and wailing, and somebody describes it like the boiling of a cooking pot, or some people give some other example. But this was the situation of this a greatest worshipper of Allah Almighty. But actually his example is far greater than that. In a very serious illness, he doesn't leave the prayer in congregation. In the last sickness, he came to the mosque. He comes to the mosque, although he was extremely weak. And when he saw the people, his followers, the praying like that, he smiles and shows his happiness. That this is ultimate objective of the creation of mankind, of man. And this is the purpose which these Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah and devoted people, are fulfilling that. And he says, this is actually the delight of my eyes. And this is the noble example which he has set about the observance of Salat. And then the regularity in Nawafil, optional prayer, is also one of the aspects of his example. And this high status cannot be achieved by all, which was actually the station and the lofty position of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that position was attained only by one who was the perfect man. And that is why Allah and his angels, they invoke blessings upon him. But Allah Almighty, by mentioning this, that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that surely in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam there is a noble example for you to follow. By saying that, he has drawn our attention to this point, that those who remember Allah Almighty, they should always follow this example. Those who declare themselves to be the servants of Allah, they should follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. and those who have joined the community of the Imam of the Sage, and those who declare that they have the love of Allah Almighty, love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For all such people, it is very essential to follow this principle. So, Huzur says that according to the best of your ability, you have to raise the standards of your worship and prayer, so that the claim of that love should become a reality. It should not remain simply like a claim, but it should become a reality. So in these days, pay special attention to your worships and to your salat and prayers. These days of Jalsa should remind every participant to this thing, that we have to attain the love of Allah, and we have to do our best to love Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud as-Salatu Waslam says that remember it fully well, and remember it again and again, that turning to other than Allah Almighty is severing your ties with Allah Almighty. The prayer and the unity of Allah, because actually the expression of unity is the salat, and these things become meaningless when the person is does not having the quality of nothingness in him. He says that listen. Hazrat Masih Maud as-Salatu Waslam says that listen, that prayer about which Allah Almighty says Udunu yastajib lakum, for this type of spirit is required. If this devotion and in your supplication this type of expression is not there, then that prayer is not simply more than some meaningless voice. The whole thing depends on this thing, that when these intentions are impure, and unless all these bad intentions are completely destroyed, and the boastfulness and pride is completely destroyed, up to that moment a person cannot be called a true servant of Allah Almighty. This is actually the criteria. And the vicious intentions and the arrogance is completely destroyed, the nothingness is not there, then all these things are meaningless, and a person cannot be called the true servant of God. And the greatest servant and the best way, the greatest teacher and the means of that is actually salat, the worship. If I tell you again that if you want to really establish a true link with Allah Almighty, that you should be very, very regular in your worship, and you should be so much dedicated to it that not only your body and your soul, not only your body but also your spirit as well, should be completely devoted and given to the to worship of Allah Almighty. Not only the body is worshipping, but also the spirit is worshipping Allah Almighty. So this is the salat which Hazrat Masih Maud as-Salatu Waslam wants to create among his members of his community. That offering of the prayer and claim of unity, the declaration of La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and this cannot be blessed unless that the heart is also completely purified from all types of shirk, setting up partners with Allah. And when a person is not filled with utmost humility and nothingness, and then the prayers are going to be accepted, because this is the fundamental thing which Allah Almighty wants to establish. And in order to establish this, He has set up the examples of the has been set up the example has been set up by the promised Messiah, by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the promised Messiah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained that this is the way we should show our humbleness and our nothingness, that our intentions should be absolutely pure from all vices. There should be no arrogance, and there should be no boasting. And we have to be submissive to people as well. and only then our prayer will be real prayers. And then, and those people who declare the unity of Allah Almighty, they cannot do like this, that for their own purpose they should be depending on the worldly helps and usurping the rights of other people or speaking to other people in a boastful manner. So Hazrat Masih Maud says that the true worshipper is he who also pays the due rights to the people and does the full justice and follows the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what examples he set up. I just give you some examples. I have already mentioned some earlier on. A very old lady and disabled woman stops him on the way, and he listens to that very carefully and assured her that don't worry, I am going to listen to the end and then I will go. This was his humbleness, in spite of the fact that Allah Almighty says that Allah and His messengers, they send His durood and salam for that person, in spite of the fact that Allah Almighty says that when you put your hand under the feet of under the hand of my prophet, that is actually my hand which is over your hands. But in spite of that, he was so humble and so modest that when he advising the companions, when he said that if there is not the mercy of Allah Almighty, that nobody's action can actually take him to paradise. And when the companions asked him and submitted this question, that O Prophet of Allah, is it also the same standard is going to applicable to you and your actions are not going to take him to paradise? So then see the awe of Allah Almighty. And the answer, which was, completely showing his humbleness and modesty, he said that yes, even in my case, if the love of Allah Almighty and His forgiveness does not cover me, then I would be able to go to paradise. So this is the example of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of his modesty. And this is the great declaration against arrogance of the Holy Prophet, mentioned by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, regarding which Allah Almighty has given all types of assurance that so this thing that when I take the bath, it's not my hand, it is the hand of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty and His messengers, they invoke blessings upon me. Then the example of His modesty and humbleness is this, that it is the mercy of Allah Almighty who is going to take me to paradise. So by giving this example, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised us and invited our attention to this point, that if myself, I am telling you that only mercy of Allah Almighty can take me to paradise, then you people who have got so many hidden types of shirk and you do not have the full perception of the unity of Allah Almighty as higher, and you who do not set up those high standards of worship which I have set up, so then how can you be boastful of your acts of goodness? How can you be full of pride regarding your actions? So you should show modesty and humbleness. That is your salvation, and this is in which the secret of the love of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. At one point he advised the people that the servant of Allah Almighty, the more he forgives the people, Allah Almighty increases him more in his honor. And the more he shows his modesty and humbleness, Allah Almighty raises him to high stations more and more. So these are the things which every Ahmadi should always apply to himself. And by doing so, he should try to get the high standards of that. Nowadays, everywhere in the world. Many disputes they come to me. Family disputes are there where the man is at fault, the wife is at fault, nor the husband has got that tolerance which should be in a mu'min, nor the wife has got that element of tolerance. As I mentioned many times before, I have repeatedly said it again, said earlier on, that generally, mostly the men are at fault, but there are certain situations or certain matters are such where the ladies also fight, and they are responsible, the ladies are responsible for that. So the fault is actually from both the sides where the friction starts. All these things start at family level. So the people on both the parties, they have control of their feelings and passions and try to establish righteousness in their heart. Then these sort of this type of problems cannot be there. Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises them that if you look at the drawbacks of other people, then there might be something attractive in the other person. It is not that there is always bad things. If you keep in front of you the good points and keep the element of sacrifice in front of you, and then you can create an atmosphere of reconciliation and love between you. And he was the one who had several wives, and he treated all his wives so nice that no one can in any way be similar to that one. So then when he gives this advice, he not only gives the advice, but he has also established through his noble example. The same thing he has established through his noble example. So these days, which are available to you these days, you should analyze yourself, because sometime you get the good influence of the atmosphere, and the spirituality affects the heart condition of the people. Therefore, people could be reminded to their self-analysis. They should self-analyze your worship as well, your other aspects of your conduct, and if there is any element of usurping the rights of other people or the intention of that, one should always remember that all the basic morals which a person should show while living as a member of the society, they cannot be established unless you have the real fear of Allah in your heart. And every type of arrogance, the heart is not completely taken away from the heart of a person. And the one who has got, who gets this one, then this person is completely free from all types of vices. If the arrogancy takes away from his heart, then he is free from vices. And then such an Ahmadi will be able to achieve that standard which was hoped and desired by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And that then a person would really become the lover of Allah Almighty and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in these days when you have assembled here only for the sake of Allah Almighty, and you claim that you have come for that very purpose, so therefore always keep in your mind the objective, the purpose, and go on in life repeating in your heart again and again. And the best way to do so is to set up a reminder from within yourself. The proceedings of the Jalsa and the speeches, listen to them carefully, and the program according to in relation to Khilafat Jubilee, very good points regarding this subject will be presented in the speeches. Allah Almighty bless the abilities of the speakers, that they should be really fulfilling the object, the right of this subject. And also Allah Almighty enable the listeners that they should be doing, not only the speakers are doing full justice to the subject, but also the listeners should be getting all the spiritual benefits and making it a part of their life. May Allah enable them to do so. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that fortunate is not that one who gets the worldly wealth, and through that wealth he becomes the recipient, the victim of so many misfortunes of the world. But actually the fortunate is that one who is given the wealth of religion. And he is always afraid of Allah Almighty and tries to avoid the attacks of Satan. Then he would be able to get the blessings of Allah Almighty in such a way. But remember it that this cannot be achieved just very simply. It is essential that you pray in your prayers that Allah Almighty should be happy with you and He should enable you that you are delivered from this sinful life. Because the deliverance from of sin is not possible unless you are actually gifted this strength by God Almighty. And Allah Almighty does not bestow this thing upon someone, and that is acquired through prayer. Therefore, in prayers, make your supplications for this purpose, in your salat, and pray that, O Allah, that all these things which are sin, which are anything which is against your pleasure, try to abstain us from all these things, and you protect us from all the vices and their consequences. And explaining the various forms of sin, he says that some sins are moral, like anger and this display and jealousy and rancor. All these things actually take a person to hell. So people should always remember that they should not be very boastful of this thing that we do not commit big sins. But minor shortcomings and sins, they are also very important. So therefore try to abstain from each and everything. For a mu'min, it is not only essential for a believer that he should abstain from bigger sins, but according to Allah and the Holy Quran, it is not only the requirement of a person that he should abstain from sins, but also he should try to increase in matters of goodness. And Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that one should abstain from sin and do good things and obey Allah Almighty. When he will abstain from sin and he will worship Allah Almighty, then his heart will be filled with blessing. And this is the statement of the promised Messiah. If this is there, then this is like achieving the objective of your life, that one should worship Allah Almighty and then the heart should be filled with the blessings of Allah Almighty. May Allah make it this way that we are all getting the blessings of Allah Almighty of this Jalsa and the rain of the blessings of Allah Almighty which is descending upon the community. And according to the promises of Allah given to the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, all the victories that we are going to achieve, may it be so that each one of us is going to get the blessings of that. And during these days, he is the one who is trying his best to achieve all these blessings. In the beginning, I mentioned the example of Ghana Jamaat. With reference to that, I would also like to the ladies to say to the ladies that last year, because of the noise and talking in the ladies' marquee, I put some restrictions, and then I continued receiving letters from ladies and their apologies. And because of the importance of Jalsa Salana, I lifted this restriction, and this year they are going to hold their own Jalsa. But always remember that the promise that you have made, that now you are going to listen the whole proceeding of the Jalsa with full attention, now you have to fulfill this promise. And getting this lesson from Lajna in Germany, all the Jamaats all over the world, they also promised that they are going to, other Lajnaat, they also promised that they are going to follow that. Now it is your responsibility that now you fulfill this promise. I was talking about Ghana. There at Jalsa Salana, nearly 50,000 ladies were present there. And in the Fajr prayer, nearly 25,000-30,000 ladies were there along with their children. But there was no noise at all at the time of the prayer, at the time of Juma, during the Friday sermon, during the speeches as well. in spite of hot weather, and although there was no separate arrangement for children, but there was no noise at all. Absolutely with silence, they observed and participated in the whole proceeding. So those nations who are coming later, if they can establish their examples like that, then they are going to lead the way, take the lead in their progress. So this is what I could say these things to ladies tomorrow, but as a reminder I am saying it today so that they should be fully mindful of the promise that they have made. So remember these things fully well, that all the programs you have to listen with great patience and quietness, and you have to listen with this intention of following that. Only then, with reference to the Khilafat centenary, the promise that you are making and you are holding these jalsas, you will be able to fulfill these things and getting the blessings of that. So men and women, all of them, they should remember that in order to get the blessings from this blessing of Khilafat, it is very essential that you become the true servants, and in your supplications and prayers, and do your best efforts, and always try to raise your standards. May Allah enable all of them to do so like that.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ